Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios.
We'll do it live.
TireRack.com will help you get there wherever there may be. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow.
TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here is the way sports talk radio should be. It's the Odd Couple. Keep it locked for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83. With that said, let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, bro?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I am great. Now, where are you at? I'm looking at your background.
I know it changes
every day.
Looks
like you're in a high school gymnasium corner or something like that. What is that?
iHeart Media, iHeart Studios here in Farmington Hills, Michigan, outside of Detroit.
Wow.
So I'm here in Detroit tonight, and tomorrow I'll be in New York doing a show from there. So the travels continue.
I will be in Detroit 2 weekends from now.
Okay.
I'm going to see my mother and my brother.
Okay.
And I'll do the show from there Friday.
Oh, nice.
Might be that studio. I'm not sure yet, but
yeah, probably. If you're doing it at iHeart, it's here in Farmington Hills right on 12 Mile. So.
Okay. Well, let's get it started. Hey, we got Gilbert Arenas joining us at the bottom of the hour, the former NBA star.
Should I put on my boxing gloves? Is his arms too short to box with God? Are you ready, Gilbert? Is he ready
Gilbert
for us?
Came at us when we came at him for his take that they could the 80s was a joke.
Right.
Everybody was high and they couldn't hoop. And we will definitely get into that with him, but we'll start it off a little softer and get his thoughts on some.
No, no
stuff.
Jugular from the start. Okay, no jugular.
I think we should just ease into it, you know. Okay. But Gilbert and I have been texting. He's a good brother. I knew him when he played, and so
it don't mean that he can't be wrong. He could be a good brother.
No, he was wrong.
Okay, that's right.
And we did talk about that. We definitely went back and forth on that.
You could be a good brother, but you wrong on this one.
Oh,
that's all.
Absolutely. So, all right, Rob. Let's introduce the iCouple crew. DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, is here, of course. It's a Teicher Thursday. So Teicher's Tower of Trivia, of course, in the third hour of the show.
And
on
Alex
this
is
TV theme song Thursday.
He's a great, he calms everybody. Thank you, Alex. Stop.
You're very welcome, Rob.
That's not going to help you in the game.
I was panicked.
That is not
going to
help you in the game.
I was panicked.
Running things, Ethan, our man Ethan Miller. Is in for Rob G.
The Philly boy.
Yeah, from Philly.
There's only
let's
one
hope
bad.
He fares better than the Sixers did last night.
Not only that, Chris, he also went to, he had extra tickets. He asked me if I could make it. I couldn't make it to the finale. I'm sorry, Ethan, if I'm putting your business out on front
of what game?
To the Phillies. Dodgers, and of course, the Max Muncy walked off, Chris, a three-game sweep of the Phillies with a grand slam, walk-off grand slam. Ethan, did you stay for the whole game? Did you see that, or you weren't there for the ending?
Thank God I missed it, Rob.
See? Okay, he missed it. Okay.
Good to be here, though.
Yes. All right. Well, and then on the update.
Hey, Steve.
Our man, Steve DeSager. All right, Rob, big news of the day. Just broke, with an hour or so ago. Mike Budenholzer, the head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks, is fired after they got beaten in five games by the eighth-seeded Miami Heat. I almost want to call them the ninth-seeded Heat because they actually lost the play-in game and then won the second play-in game. So, Rob, no surprise. The only thing that surprises me, if anything, about this is you probably saw that Budenholzer, one of his brothers, got in a car accident during the series and died. And there was some thought, or I should say speculation, that maybe that might save him. I mean, it shouldn't because, and it didn't obviously, because, you know, it's unfortunate. Everybody feels for Budenholzer and his family, but that had nothing to do with this decision, I'm sure. And you do have to divorce yourself from all the personal things. Look, Rob, I'm sure the ownership and the front office and the players, I'm sure everybody really likes Budenholzer, you know, has good relationships with him and stuff. But you have to divorce those personal feelings from this decision. And so when you take that out, I mean, Rob, it almost feels like it was just the only thing to do. Not that he's a bad coach. He'll probably get another job at some point if he wants it. But you go out to the eighth seed in five games. You got the best player in the league. And it's happened before. They lost to Miami, of course, in the bubble in five games. And so they've got a short window, Rob. I mean, short, but, you know, you got a superstar player. You've got the type of player the Bucks haven't had, Rob, since Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Lou Alcindor. At that time. And you've got to maximize the opportunity that you have. Rob, OKC, they had Kevin Durant. They had Russell Westbrook. They had James Harden. If you had told them maybe 2 years into that, the tenure of those three, or, you know, after they had gone to the finals, that they're not going to win a championship, I think they would have probably thought you were crazy. And they didn't. And those guys are all elsewhere. James Harden in Houston, gone. Like, when you get one of these players, Rob, especially when you're a small market that doesn't typically get these guys and is not a free agent destination, you've got to maximize it when you get one. Rob, they're fortunate that they got a guy that's not hopping around looking for a super team or a big market. San Antonio had that with Tim Duncan. They've got it with Giannis, at least to this point. And so they had, I think it was the right move. We'll see who they bring in, but I think it had to be.
I totally disagree. I think this was a railroad job on Mike Budenholzer. his star player missed 2.5 games, who wasn't healthy. The guy did. You're right. He got knocked out twice, Chris. I get it. It doesn't feel good. But in between that, they also won a championship. And I don't know what's happened to the NBA and where we are, because I don't know who's out there. If you told me he was going to go hire a 60-year-old Larry Brown or somebody, then I'm all for it. I don't know who's going to be hired. I don't know who's out there. I'm not so sure that whoever you get is going to be as good or better than Budenholzer. And I'm not even saying he's a great coach. Yeah. Budenholzer.
And he is a good coach.
He's a great coach. Let me say it that way. But my point is, just like Frank Vogel with the a championship means absolutely nothing. Where you had coaches, and Chris, I'm not saying let's go back to the 70s and 80s when Doug Moe who's the other guy? The guy who coached for the Bucks. Oh my God, I just forgot
his
name.
Don
Nelson. These guys coached for 25 years, never won anything. Like never won. And now you win a championship 2 years ago and you're running the guy out of town because your star player was hurt and you lost. And you had – of course. Did you expect to go on the first round? Maybe Mike B should call Giannis and say, I thought there was no such thing as failure in sports, because I got blamed for the failure. There must be failure. And I think this is – a prisoner of the moment. Now, if you told me, Chris, there are issues going in and you wanted to fire him last year or he doesn't get along with people, then I'm off base. But if this is just a knee-jerk reaction, I didn't get that, but I'm just saying. I'm just covering myself in case there's more that we don't know.
Right.
But if this is just a knee-jerk reaction to getting knocked out by the Heat and Butler, and you talked about it. You even said this when they lost. You brought up Giannis being hurt for 2.5 games, Chris. I mean, that's just fair. That's not making an excuse.
They still shouldn't have lost.
I get it, but that's not making an excuse. But those are facts that they weren't at full strength and their best player was gone.
But neither was Miami.
Yeah,
Hero was gone.
Yeah, but you had a historic performance by Jimmy Buckets, Jimmy Butler, whatever you want to call him. But I don't know what normally, and I know times have changed a lot. Chris, a championship used to buy you some time. It means nothing. Frank Vogel won a championship in the bubble.
It's not just Frank Vogel. It's Frank Vogel, Nick Nurse, Ty Lue.
Exactly. They all got jettisoned.
They've all been fired, but, you know, this is, like I said, when will the Milwaukee Bucks ever get another player like this? Maybe never. How long did they go between Kareem and Giannis? 30?
I get that, but do you know who the coach is going to be? Are we confident that the next guy will be better?
I don't know who the next guy is going to be. But I do know that Giannis, what also is a fact that in that press conference, and I'm not saying blood is on Giannis's hands, but Giannis did say, and we know Giannis is not the type to throw a guy under the bus. He's not the type to – I bet he had nothing to do with this, I would think, because he just doesn't seem like that type of guy. He probably – don't even bring me in it. Y'all make the decision. This is your job. But, Rob, he did just speak from the heart and say, I would have liked to have guarded Jimmy Butler. He did just speak from the heart and say, we should have double-teamed Jimmy Butler. We saw the mistakes that Budenholzer made, not calling the timeout at the end of regulation in the overtime game, not calling the timeout, heck, not even getting a shot off at the end of overtime in that loss, where Grayson Allen essentially dribbles out the clock. Like, Rob, there've been questions about Budenholzer. Not in terms of off-the-court stuff like you referred to, but there have been times where people have questioned his coaching over the years, even going into the championship season. The championship kind of was like, okay, it kind of saved him. Because remember, as you kind of alluded to, they lost to this same Miami team in the bubble in five.
Right, which I understand, But coming off of this, and there's always coaching mistakes. Whenever you lose, you could go back and look at stuff. I could look back at when LeBron and them beat San Antonio, and you know, you would consider Chris Pop a top 10 coach, top 5 coach. Would you consider that?
Absolutely.
And he doesn't have Tim. He doesn't have Tim Duncan in the game needing a rebound, and that was the one that. Miami got the rebound.
Right.
Chris, that I don't even have to be a basketball coach. Why is Tim Duncan not in there? I need a rebound in case he misses the free throw. Am I right or wrong on that? Like that was a
mistake.
That was a major blunder. I was sitting there watching at home going, "Where's Tim Duncan?" That's what I said.
Right.
So I get that. I just wonder if a championship, even 2 years removed, means much, and this has turned into now. This is how they do business in the NHL, Chris. And I know you don't follow hockey like that, but coaches get fired left and right. Baseball's a little different. Baseball, we've seen people, you know, milk a championship. Mike Socha won a championship with the Angels, Chris, in 2002. I think he might have coached another 15 years, managed. You know what I mean? Another 15 years after that,
right?
But this is, and you could point out the mistakes, and I'm not trying to cover for them, but boy, it just feels like, as Giannis talking about, oh, I should have guarded Jimmy Butler. Real? Oh, okay. So you never thought to go over there to the coach and say.
Well, he said, he was asked about it. He said, look, you respect the coach and let him make the
And
decision.
He's coming off an injury as well. So I'm just, I it's easy after the fact. But also, did he also say, I can't miss 13 free throws? I mean.
Yeah.
Missed 13 free throws.
He did.
He makes half of those, and you're still playing.
They had 2 double-digit leads.
I get
going
it.
Into the fourth
Terrible.
Quarter in those last two
Chris,
games.
Chris, I told
and
you.
And I, look, like I said.
Didn't I tell you their record is 0-11 when they're down 3-1? I picked them.
Budenholzer will get another job if he wants it. I'm certain of that. Like you said, he's a championship coach. Frank Vogel's name's been mentioned for new jobs, right? Ty Lue obviously got a new job with the Clippers, and it's been great. You know, Nick Nurse will get a new job. Like, these coaches, they'll get their new jobs. But he's been there 5 years. Maybe they feel like it. Obviously, they feel like it was time for a new voice. But it'll be interesting. I don't know who they're going to hire. I haven't heard any names out there. But we will see. But let's throw it out to the listeners, Rob. 877-99 on Fox. It's your turn to weigh in. Did the Milwaukee Bucks do the right thing by firing their head coach, Mike Budenholzer? 877-99 on Fox. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
If you're hearing this promo right now, it means you're listening to some other show. Well, why the hell are you doing that?
Yeah, get your priorities straight.
Well, maybe, Tony, they listened to this week's episode already.
I don't care. Listen to it again.
Yeah, great point there, Tony. Anyway,
you.
So you listening out there, make sure and go do that and listen to the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up, man? Hey, I got to tell you, When Rob found out you were coming on the show, he texted me like, wow, I'm surprised he's coming on. Doesn't he hate us? So,
come on, you know I don't hate nobody.
No, I'm just, you know me, I'm just playing. I'm just playing, right. I'm just playing.
How you doing, man? We said you have come to the dark side and joined the media world with your popular underdog podcast. How you enjoying this media thing?
You know, I'm actually loving it. I'm not even going to lie. It gives me more respect to you guys' craft. You know, when as an athlete, you know, we really hate takes that we think is unfair.
Right.
When in reality, you're just making us accountable for our talent and the things we say publicly. And we don't want to hear that.
Right.
Let me ask you this question about pushback from, because here's my issue I have, Gilbert, is at one point it was you guys never made the NBA. You guys can't critique basketball because
means,
you never
you
play.
Know, athletes talk about us.
Right. That's what they say. You never made the league. Okay. But then they don't want to hear from Charles Barkley or from Shaq or from Kenny either. So which one is it? Do you see what I'm saying? Like now you're saying you just don't want to be criticized because they were stars in the league and you don't want to hear their criticism.
Exactly. Right? We do not want as a player we're so protected from middle school, high school, college. No one's ever critiqued us. So we're going 19 years, 20 years, or in our sport, 10 years solid without really anyone telling us anything bad about our actual game. So when we get into the NBA and people are really writing things bad, for the most part, 90% of it is true. It's true. We just don't want to see this shit on print, and you know we get in our feelings. NBA players and athletes, they're arguably the most sensitive. Even though we're the strongest, you know, mentally we're still the weakest mentally because we've been protected emotionally. So when we start seeing stuff, we're trying to put in these barriers. Well, you know, with you guys, y'all never played. With Shaq, oh, y'all are so outdated. Y'all don't know the game no more.
Right.
Right. How challenging, or if at all, is it for you to, you know, be honest about these guys? You know, and, I mean, I'm sure you still got friends in the league and things like that. How is that tough for you, or you just easily just speak your mind and not worry about what guys might say?
Because I had a blog and the way I'm on Instagram, because I'm fair, and that's the one thing that the athlete is looking for. How fair are you? So someone like Shannon Sharp and
Skip.
Yeah, so someone like Skip, no one's going to respect him in a sense because you're not even trying to be fair to LeBron. You have already chosen that you're not going to like him no matter what he does. How can we trust your take at that point, right? Unless Skip said, like, listen, LeBron is great. He's done great, you know, for the last couple of years. Yes, I poorly have judged him only because I'm a Jordan fan. I don't want him to be in front of Jordan, but I'm not going to take away from his greatness. Now everybody will respect it. Right? But the fact that, you know, everything is about how bad he's playing kind of like makes it look like you're not fair. So as long as you try to stay in the middle. So some days I kill LeBron. Some days I'll cheer him up. Right? You know, if he does something I don't
you're
like.
You're going based on his game. Right. Right.
Yeah. So it's one of those things is when the players don't think it's a personal thing, when they don't think it's personal, like even with the Reeves and Westbrook, right? I was killing Reeves because he's in front of Westbrook. Soon as Westbrook leaves, hey, Reeves is nice.
Right.
Reeves is nice. I like Reeves.
Let me ask you. You brought up Westbrook. He had an issue with people calling him Westbrook when he was hitting. the side of the baskets on some shots. Is that in play or out of play to you? Westbrook doesn't seem like that's so, you know, a stretch or very condescending or nasty. It just is a creative way for talking about a guy who shoots bricks. Where are you on that?
Okay, so it's no different than someone complaining about being on Shaq or Fool, right?
Right.
Right? It's a word play on your name. And
JaVale did complain about that.
Right, yeah, he did. He was mad.
Because to them, it's a way of being taunted. It's not like someone is coming up to Westbrook in the streets and calling him Westbrook. Right. Obviously, we know that's not going to end well for whoever did that, right? So it's not that. It's not that. But I think for him, it's more that because it's the last name and the kids were the last name, you know. Because I don't think he personally cares, but he probably heard his son say, "Someone called me Westbrook today."
How and some of this is what you're talking about, the adjustment from being a player to, you know, when you're retired. How tough was it for you? I mean, you weren't just a player, you were a superstar player, well known, and then you guys are all young in real life when you're done playing. How tough was the adjustment for you? And how much do you really miss the game?
I've had time to miss the game, you know, being injured, you know, the media roller coaster back then. So when I was done, I was done. Once you're mentally done, the physical part goes with it, right? You know, it's not the other way around. It's not, you know, the physical, then the mental. Once the mental goes, then the body follows suit. If you mentally think your body's hurting and you can't do it, it does. It does just that. So when it came to the media part, I remember having a conversation with Dwayne Wade when I was like, you know, I want to do this. I don't want to do this. And he says, listen, you should do this. This is what you're good at. But do not go in it thinking you're Gilbert Arenas. You have to go in it from the beginning. You have to respect the craft like you did in basketball. Mm. So what I do all day as I sit on and watch all you guys, how you segue, talking points, like, you know, how long you stay in one conversation, you know, like, you know, when you're really passionate about something, what is the key points you're talking to understand, because you guys have been here for a long time for a reason.
And that's the thing that I think we deal with as well. Like, I think, Gilbert, unless you really understand it now because you're doing it, but we didn't just fall off a turnips truck. Like we've, you know what I mean? Like we went, like we went to these colleges, and I went to grad school, and I worked at a small paper, and I worked my way up, and I worked in Cincinnati, and I worked in Detroit, and I worked in, do you know what I mean? Like, there's a whole process.
Yes, there's 20 plus years of, and that's where Dwayne was saying, you have to understand what you're going up against. Like, these guys, yeah, they don't have the insight of game to game. Like, you're bringing something else, but they know how to relay the message. They know how to break it down. They know how to analyze it. And that, they have 20 years. They went to school. They are the professionals.
Right.
They are the professionals in laying this out, so you have to study it.
And Gilbert, let me say this last thing, Chris. Let me say this one last thing. I'm sorry. And I know, like, sometimes when you look at it, Chris and I worked on First Take and, Undisputed, and we even did Cold Pizza. Mm-hmm. But it's such a, like you guys making it to the NBA, for us in this business, for us to work at Fox Sports or ESPN, that's the top. That's like making it to the league. You know what I mean? Like, of that level. So in order to get there, sometimes I think people don't have that respect to understand what it takes to get to that level, to have a voice, to have a platform in front of millions of people.
And, you know, that was, you know, what you just said is one of the reasons that I didn't I didn't believe in kids being paid in college.
The NIL. And you don't agree with NIL.
Like before it was considered an NIL, right? Just the thought of paying kids in college. Because I said the real advantage that we have as athletes is this over college kids. One, we have the benefits of being celebrities. When we leave that college, all those kids that came and watched us, if any of those get famous, I'm the first person that they'll probably give a job to. Two,
right.
If after I'm playing with no degree, with no experience, but just being famous, I can get on TNT. When a guy who's next to me had to get degrees to do this job.
Gilbert, we got to pay some bills.
Yes,
we got to break. But look,
we'll
man,
do it again, man.
Great.
We'll do it again.
We want to get you on, and we'll get you on for a longer segment, maybe top
Please.
Of an hour, because this has
okay,
been
no
fascinating,
problem.
Man. And we definitely will get into the 80s versus the day, too, because that's what we were going to talk about, right?
But you got my
good
number,
stuff.
Yeah.
Right. Keep up the good work,
Thank
man,
you.
And we'll definitely get you on soon.
Okay.
All right, brother. That was the great Gilbert Arenas. It's the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio. Keep it locked.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob. Rob, we got about 45 seconds. I don't know if you can do Shekel City that quickly. We can do it at the top of the next hour.
No,
if
I only
you
have
like.
One game, Chris. We can do it real quick.
Oh, you just. Okay.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Chris, best bet. It is the Warriors -6.5 hosting the Lakers. They have no shot. I mean, no chance. If they don't win this game, this would be LeBron is 24-0 and up 0-2 or whatever it is. Chris, put the money on the Warriors to bounce back and cover that spread.
Yeah, Rob, the last 15 times, including last night with Boston, when the home team has lost the first game, they've come back and won the second game. Because generally they're the better team because they're the higher seed and they in a must-win situation. Keep it locked. 2 hours left. All right, couple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.